picked vegetables for the people that owned the garden.
Uh-huh.
They would make money. Mm-hmm. And then they used to go and pick and chop cotton.
Oh, you don't mean it? Yes. People from town?
Yes, ma'am.
They did?
Yes, ma'am, because I caught the truck.
You did?
I caught the truck one time, but I didn't go back no more. Because I didn't know what I was doing. I think I picked about 40 or 50 pounds of cotton.
Oh, you don't mean it. Yeah. You did, and you did it the one time.
One time, and that was all.
Now, let's see, now you said, yeah, you remembered about where your father worked and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? What did your mother do for a living?
My mother was just a housekeeper.
Said she was kind of crippled.
Uh-huh. She was a regular housekeeper.
Mm-hmm. Now, she went to school here in Little Rock?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yes. You know, it used to be a... they've torn down Bush School now.
Uh-huh.
But it used to be called 21st Street School.
Uh-huh. And that was where she went?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, she went to 21st Street School. Mm-hmm. And then up on, I think it was must have been around Sherman Street.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard her and my aunt say they used to go to it used to be a Peabody School here.
Oh, uh-huh.
A Peabody School.
Well, do you know what grade, the last grade she went to?
I think about the third grade.
How about your father? Do you know about
him? No, I don't know anything.
No, you just don't know anything, like except you can remember.
Mm-hmm, that's all.
Down to that...
Fuchs Building on Fifth and Spring. Old Fuchs Building, F-U-L-K-S Building. Markham and Spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were little, were the ceilings like they are now? Were they the same height as they are now?
Yeah, they always were low ceilings.
They always were low ceilings.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
About how tall are these?
I don't know. M's are how tall are these?
12.
About 12 feet. Mm-hmm.
The room's 12 or 14.
Oh, the room's 12, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was the house heated?
By wood. We had wood stove. We got two chimneys now.
That's what I was going to ask
you
about.
One right there in the corner and one in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. And it was heated with the old wood stove.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you ever remember seeing houses? Did people ever have a fireplace? Do you ever see, when you were little, did some houses have a fireplace?
Yes, my aunt at one time had a fireplace.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She lived, that's over back that way. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you know, like, when they would have a fireplace, do you know what they call that open area in the front of the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
A hearth.
That's what you call
that.
Okay.
Would you say it for me?
Yeah, a hearth.
Okay. Do you know what they call those metal things that they would lay the logs across?
They would call them... Yeah.
They called them wood dogs. Mm-hmm. They set the wood on the top of them. They in the front of them, they had stands like that.
Uh-huh.
You put your log over behind you, shield your dog back up in your property.
Oh, have you heard them call
see
that?
See that dog
yes, I have.
From falling out in the front of the hall.
That would keep the dog, was that what you call it?
Yes, wood dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. And they called them wood dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then they had a fire poker, too.
Oh, they did?
Yes,
they
that
did.
You punch your